I have about 18% left on my phone. I think that's enough to get us through this podcast. It is 1 a.m. You know the drill. I cannot sleep, so let's talk. My name's Paige. Welcome to On an Impulse. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And you should be thanking yourself for taking the time to better yourself by listening to my soothing voice and my expert knowledge. That was so cheesy. I want to talk about negative self-talk, and I don't want to talk about it because I feel a bit embarrassed. Like, I feel ashamed that I haven't mastered this yet. And you know what that is? It's my fucking negative self-talk telling me to be ashamed and embarrassed of it. I'm fucking listening to it. Like, no, don't help others. Don't tell them. Don't be vulnerable. Don't let them know that you speak to yourself negatively. You don't want other people to know that you're not this, like, confident, bad fucking bitch. Like, don't let them know you're weak. And I feel like I've met a lot of people that have that narrative where they don't open up to people, even their partner or their best friend or just someone they're very close to. Like, they don't even open up to their own family because they don't want to be perceived as weak. And, like, they don't want others to know, like, look at these emotions that I have. And that is so crazy to me because we all have them. Emotions are such a natural, they are, they're completely natural. We're humans. We all have them. We all experience them. And I think the more we normalize it and the more we speak about it, the better we will begin to feel about ourselves because we'll be able to voice our concerns and communicate how we're feeling and what we're going through. And that will only bring us closer to each other. And I am tired of feeling ashamed of having negative self-talk. I think I feel so ashamed about it because I work so hard. I've worked so hard on trying to, like, get rid of it or trying to accept it, of trying to eradicate it, like, just, like, replace it with positive thoughts. Like, I've just been on this very long journey of being positive and being this light for others. And, you know, I was having this conversation with my coworkers the other night, and we were not being bitches, but we were complaining. Like, we were just like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck them. And it felt good to just get it off my chest, like, with someone that also felt similar about the situation. And I was like, God, like, I just want to be this love and light person. And I felt like by saying these things, like, I was not being a love and light person. And you know what? I do feel like there are certain things that we should refrain from saying and speaking about others. And, you know, I don't think we should wish anyone any ill will or, you know, really talk down so much on someone's character, because who are we to judge someone else? But I think at the same time, we can talk about our frustrations. We can talk about the facts. Like, you know, this person did this and it made me feel this way. I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about our emotions. And not necessarily putting blame on others, but just speaking on the fact, like, this is how I'm feeling about a certain situation. And I think we get so caught up on not wanting to communicate our emotions and not wanting to be perceived as weak that we end up fighting and arguing. Like, for example, like, with our partner, like, we end up placing blame instead of communicating it's just a feeling. So, for example, I'll say, you really hurt me. Like, what you did was so horrible. Like, you hurt me. You caused me pain. And now that other person is, like, feeling really defensive. They're like, I didn't hurt you. Like, I didn't, they may not have intentionally set out to hurt you with what they said, right? And the way you said it made them feel defensive. Like, no, I didn't hurt you. I didn't, no, that wasn't my intention, right? Instead, like, we should be able to say, you know, the things you said made me feel this way because, you know, in the past I've had this experience and that triggered me, that brought up those certain things that happened to me before, and what you said really made me feel uncomfortable, made me feel sad, made me feel unloved or whatever, right? And then the partner can turn around and be like, you know, that was never my intention to make you feel that way. Like, what about that? What I said or what I did, what made you feel that way? Like, let's talk about it. And like, what can we do moving forward to make that situation not happen again? And let me tell you where I was coming from. Let me tell you what I meant by what I said. And then, yeah, it's uncomfortable. And who wants to have those conversations? Like, fucking no one, right? But like, now we had that uncomfortable situation, and now going forward, like, instead of getting triggered again and again, and instead of fighting with each other, we opened up room to be vulnerable and to be more comfortable with each other in the future. Like, now we know, like, hey, you know, what I said before to this person really hurt them. So, like, when a situation arises again, like, how can I word this, or what can I do a little bit better to respect my person and hopefully not trigger them in that way? And then you can say, you know, I really appreciate how you approached that situation. You know, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like, you can see each other with clearer eyes. And I don't know if I'm explaining this in the right way, but I hope I am. And that's how we heal. That's how we heal. So we can do a lot of work on our own, and we should take the time to work on ourselves and realize what our boundaries are and realize what our triggers are and realize what hurt we're dealing with and where that hurt came from and where it stemmed from. Like, we should take that time. But the real healing is through relationships, and not just like a partnership, but also like through your friendships and even like your work relationships, like learning with each other. Like, they say or they do something and it's going to trigger you. Like, you're going to get triggered. I hate that word. I wish there was a different word, but you know, that's all I can think of at the moment. Someone's going to say or do something, and it's going to remind you of hurt that you've went through in the past, or a similar situation that you've been in the past. And your brain's just trying to protect you. It's like, hey, remember this? Remember what happened last time? And then immediately you're going to feel defensive. Like, all that cortisol in your body is going to be released. You're going to have all these stress hormones flowing through. You're like, I don't want that to happen again. I don't want that to happen again. Your fight or flight mode is going to be activated. You're going to be like, I don't want that situation to happen again. You're going to get defensive. That's natural. But where the healing comes in is when we become aware, when we become conscious of what we're doing. We're like, okay, Mike, my body is trying to protect me. My brain is trying to protect me. Like, how can I communicate right now in this situation to this other person that this is what I'm feeling, that this is what I'm going through? Because I don't want the same result, right? Like, that's the whole point. That's why we're getting afraid. Like, we don't want that same pain to happen again. And we end up causing that pain by not communicating that. By being so afraid of that pain, we don't speak up. And that's how we end up hurting ourselves again and repeating that cycle. So speak up, right? Like, hey, you know, you don't necessarily, that was very country of me to say, you don't necessarily need to say, hey, like, this horrible trauma happened to me, like, this is why I'm feeling this way. But you can say something along the lines of, you know, I've been in a similar situation where, you know, I didn't really like the result, and like, this is how it ended up making me feel, and right now this situation's kind of reminding me of that. And you don't even necessarily need to go that far either. You could just say, like, this is how I'm feeling by what you said. Could you, like, clarify why you said that and what you meant by that? And in a healthy relationship with whoever this person is, they should be able to be like, oh, like, holy shit, like, I would never want you to feel that way. That was not my intention. Like, I wanted to get this reaction from you. Like, I wanted you to say this to me, so that's why I said that. I need to come up with better examples. Like, I'm just being very vague with everything I'm saying, but I'm hoping you're able to fill your situation in the blanks with what I'm saying. But that's where I've been getting so embarrassed and not wanting to make this podcast, is like, I've been so afraid to communicate the fact that, you know, I have negative self-talk. so much negative self-talk that I think about killing myself. And that feels really shameful to say. And I had the thought today, like I was very stressed out today, and I'm feeling better about the situation. I sat back and I really thought about the situation as a whole and like where I'm at in life, and am I still stressed about it? Yeah, but I know like these situations aren't going to be a problem a month, 3 months, a fucking year from now. For sure, I won't be dealing with any of these problems. I was being really hard on myself today. I was like, you shouldn't be feeling so stressed about these things. You know that they're not going to be a problem eventually. You shouldn't be feeling how you feel. That's what kept getting me, is through so much therapy, I know that that is just not how you talk to yourself. Me sitting there telling myself, I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't feel this way. Like, you've done so much work, so much positive reinforcement. You should be able to sit here and turn this negative into a positive. And I was being so hard on myself that I was having a hard time changing that narrative. The real problem is that I was telling myself that I shouldn't be feeling what I was feeling. What I should have done, and this is not me trying to be hard on myself again, this is just me having some reflection. The next time this happens, I would hope to stop and think, like, you know what? I am feeling this way. Let me just feel it. I am feeling very overwhelmed right now. I'm feeling very stressed out about my situation. Where is the stress coming from? Is there anything I can do about it? Can I be proactive about it? And can I just give myself a moment to feel it? Like, do I even need to be proactive about it? Can I just let myself feel overwhelmed? Can I just let myself feel like shit right now? Feel a little hopeless? Feel a little less in control of my life than I would like to feel? Because all the things that are happening to me, I have no control over. I can only control my reaction. And I've said this in so many podcasts, we can only control how we respond to situations. And I would like for my response next time I'm having these thoughts to be like, you know what? Yeah, I do feel sad right now. Instead of being like, stop feeling sad, you're being a fucking bitch right now, like, get over it. Like, what can you, like, a do something, figure out your problems right now. Like, what can we do? Do I need a vision board? Do I need to make a budget? Do I need to call some people? Do I need to write something down? Do I need to find some connections? Do I need to get a second job? Like, I'm over here trying to solve this problem because I do not want to feel this way. I don't like the way I'm feeling. I'm gonna fix it right now. And while that can be great, like, we shouldn't linger in the problem, we shouldn't sit there and be like, poor me, like I'm in such a situation. I'm in such a pickle. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I don't think it's healthy to sit there and dwell in it, but it's also not healthy to just try to avoid the pain that I'm feeling. And that's what I'm doing essentially. Like, I'm trying so hard to come up with a solution that I'm not allowing myself to feel the problem. I'm not allowing myself to be like, why is this even a problem in the first place? I think that's a big part of it too, is like not taking the time to feel things, so we don't really see why this even came up to begin with. And like I said, a lot of stuff is out of our control. But also, some situations keep repeating themselves because we don't take the time to sit there and be like, why am I feeling this way? Why do I keep attracting these similar scenarios, these similar people? What am I doing? What am I not working on? What am I avoiding right now that is keeping me in this cycle? And this cycle that I'm stuck in, that's what's really causing that negative self-talk, that negative perspective, because I keep getting stuck in these cycles, and those cycles are naturally going to make me feel shame and make me feel guilt because I don't want to be in these cycles anymore, and I keep repeating the same thing over and over. And so I'm like, I'm proving to myself essentially over and over, like, you're a failure, or you're not good enough, or you're not worthy of these things that you want to achieve. I keep proving that to myself over and over because I'm not taking the time to sit here and heal and figure out what it is, where this problem is stemming from to begin with. Let me try to think of an example. Okay, I don't really feel like sharing this example, but I will. I was kind of talking to someone a little bit earlier about this, about how being celibate has helped me set boundaries, in the sense that I used to, when I was being intimate with someone, it could just be like making out or, you know, whatever it is we were doing, and I didn't want to go farther. Like, I didn't want to have sex. I could be turned on, yes, but like I just wanted to be where we were. I just wanted to keep it soft. I just wanted to be simply intimate and not fuck, right? To put it fucking bluntly. And but they were pushing it. They're like, "Come on, come on, like come on, come on, come on, come on." And I didn't want to, but I would, after a certain point of me like, "No, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to," I would go through these thoughts of like, well, I am making out with them, so it is making it seem like I do want to have sex with them. Like, I am touching them. Like, I am moaning. I am enjoying this. Like, it's my fault. I should have never made out with them to begin with. I should have never done any of these things to show that I might want to have sex with them. I would guilt trip myself. That's one of the things I would do. Then I also, just the pressure that they were putting on me, instead of like saying, like, you know what, that's not okay. Like, I made it very clear that I would like to enjoy where we're at right now, and I would like to dive a little deeper in this in an intimacy, and I don't want to go further. Instead of setting that boundary and being clear with myself, like, that's as far as I wanted to go, I would doubt myself, and I would shame myself, and I would guilt myself, and I would allow them to pressure me, and I would just give in, and I would just lay there and just get fucked when I didn't want to do that. And do you know how uncomfortable it is? Do you know how painful it is to have sex when you don't really want to do it? Like, yeah, our bodies respond, and like maybe I'm wet, and maybe like I start to feel something, right? Like, my body naturally is responding to getting fucked, but I didn't want to do that. I'm in my head feeling like a fucking blow up sex doll that you just fucking used me to come. Like, I feel disgusting with myself for giving in. I feel disgusted for even coming over and putting myself in that situation when, you know, that wasn't my intention. I wanted to be intimate and I wanted to enjoy someone's company, but I didn't want to enjoy it this way. I didn't want to feel this. And, you know, it's just so many emotions that I go through and then I put myself through. And then I end up leaving and I'm just like, I feel like I just fucking got raped. I feel used. I feel disgusted with myself for putting myself in that situation. I don't feel in control. I don't feel like I had power over my own body and my own desires. I felt weak. And for a long time, I would just give in. And a lot of that stemmed from being raped and not having any power and feeling like this is what I deserve, like I am unworthy of having power. Like, I don't deserve it. And like that was like a whole thing that I had to work on, and I think that's a whole nother podcast, but that's something that I've worked on a lot recently, and being celibate that helped me gain that power of that boundary of being like, no, I don't want that. I'm not interested in that. And I'll admit, like, through this like journey, I still have given in. And I still beat myself up over it. I still had that negative self-talk. Instead of allowing myself to feel that, I continuously still put myself in some situations where I gave away my power again and again. I kept repeating these cycles because I was not going to the root of the problem. The root of the problem was that I felt unworthy of pleasure, that I felt unworthy of saying no, that I felt ashamed that I've given it up so many times that I don't deserve to be able to say no. You know, there's like so many things that go into that. But instead of going to the root of the problem and dealing with that shame, that guilt, that unworthiness, I kept repeating the cycle. And what did that cycle do? I kept putting myself in those situations, and I only ended up feeling worse, more and more. I kept feeling more disgusted with myself, to the point where I didn't want to have sex, where I was scared to go on a date, where I was scared to even kiss somebody, because I didn't want to be put in that situation, where I didn't even want to fucking masturbate or touch myself, because I was disgusted with myself. I was disgusted with sex. And that's so sad, because that is such a natural human thing to do, to feel pleasure. Pleasure is a fucking, God, it's so powerful when you can use it in the right way and with the right person. You can really discover so many things about the human body and the mind. And I personally believe, like, spiritually, you can dive so deep with somebody with pleasure. And to take that beautiful, natural thing away from myself, all because I was avoiding dealing with that unworthiness and where that stemmed from, dealing with the rape and dealing with just the sexual trauma that I've dealt with, and that part of it I allowed because I didn't know how else to deal with what I was going through, and I wasn't getting the help I needed. And a lot of it I didn't have control over what happened to me, but some of it I did, because I felt so disgusting with myself, I just allowed it to happen. Instead of dealing with that, I kept repeating these cycles. So that's my fucking long-ass example. And every time that this cycle kept repeated, the negative self-talk only became stronger. I only gave it more power. And do you know how you give power to it? You just accept it. You hear that thought in your head and you're like, I'm unworthy. And you're like, yeah, there's so much evidence of me giving in when I didn't want to. That thought in my head, that's a true thought. I am unworthy. Instead of saying, you know what? Like, why am I unworthy? Why do you feel that way? Because these things happened? Okay. Does that make you unworthy? Or does that make you a person that's been through trauma? Does that make you a person that's just in pain? Someone that's sad? Someone that needs help? Someone that doesn't want those things to happen to her? That doesn't make you unworthy. That makes you so strong. That makes you so resilient that you went through so much and you're still here saying, I don't want to go through that. I want to be better. I think that's a really big thing to point out too, that I think it takes a lot of times. Ideally, it takes once going through something horrible for you to be like, I don't want to experience that ever again. And I think the more and more that we work on ourselves, and the more and more that we're honest with ourselves, and we take that fearless and moral inventory, and the more we have these conversations with ourselves and with others, I think the stronger we build that habit, the easier it is for us to say, when that one thing happens, you know what, fuck that, I don't want that to happen again, I'm stepping away from that situation. But when we don't create that habit of setting boundaries with ourselves, I think it's so easy to fall into that trap of being stuck in these cycles and being stuck in these situations. Hold on, I kind of lost my train of thought. Fuck, I lost it. I'm sorry. But I really wanted to say what I was going to say, and I just don't know. I think you get what I'm saying. When we work on these things, that's how we gain our power, and like that's how we can heal. God damn it. Sorry. I don't know why I keep apologizing either. Obviously, this podcast is going to have to end soon because I'm starting to lose my head, and it is about to be like 2 a.m. God damn it. I think what I'm just trying to say here is that it's okay to talk to have negative self-talk. Like, you don't need to be ashamed of it. Oh, that's what I was saying. So when we keep repeating these cycles, that self-talk is going to keep building and building, right? And we're providing ourselves with more evidence that we're unworthy and that we don't deserve it, and that that self-talk, that negative thoughts in our head, they're true. Like, we should believe them. But where we gain the power is like when we have that thought, question it. Like, oh, I'm never gonna achieve that goal. Is that true? Like, why? Why is that so impossible for me to not achieve that goal? Because I've pushed myself away from achieving other goals in my life. Okay, but I'm aware of that and I know I want to work on that. So maybe it's not that impossible that I want to achieve that new goal. I'm never going to find the love that I want. Why? Because in the past you push yourself away from good people, or because you put yourself in a situation where you are abused, or you put yourself in a situation where you got cheated on, or where you're just with a person that you know wasn't very compatible with you, but you stayed with them because you were lonely. You tell yourself you're never going to find love just because of what happened in the past. Your past does not dictate your future. It does if you decide it does. Your past absolutely can repeat itself if you continue to not deal with the problem and you continue to repeat these cycles. Why do you keep choosing people that aren't good for you? Why do you stay with somebody that is making you unhappy? Why are you doing that? Instead of listening to yourself and be like, you're such a piece of shit for staying. And I did that. I did that for a long time. And that made, I don't like to talk about these things on this podcast because I don't like to admit that I was weak. I don't like to admit, and weak is like such a strong word. I don't like saying that. I don't think that you're weak for staying. I think you don't, I think you're not dealing with the problem at hand, and that's yourself. And as much as I'd like to say the other person was the problem, and while, yeah, they caused a lot of pain for sure, they might be causing you a lot of pain. And this is just an example I'm using. We could fill it in so many situations. But while that situation is hurting you, that person is hurting you, the real thing that you're so upset about is the fact that you're hurting you. You're the one that's staying. You're the one that's choosing. And yeah, abuse, like, you could be getting fucking beat. Yeah, you could, horrible things could be happening to you, and it could be scary, and this person could be threatening your life and be like, if you ever leave me, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill your family. That's fucking real. But you could still get help. You're fucking scared. And you're upset with yourself that you even got with this person to begin with, that you even put yourself, that you fell for them, that you fell for the situation you're in, that you fell for that money scam, that you, whatever it was, right? You're so upset with yourself, and that's why you don't take action, because you continue to stay. Fuck, it could be like 3 years you're with this person. That builds up. That's like, fuck, you, for 3 years you continue to take this abuse and you did nothing about it. Like, you deserve to get treated like this. You're unworthy. You could listen to those thoughts for sure. And all that evidence that you've built by repeating these cycles, by staying in something you knew wasn't good for you, by continuing to hurt yourself, that is evidence to your brain. You created this habit of hurting yourself. So that thought makes sense to you, that you're unworthy, and that shame makes sense to you. But you don't have to continue feeling that way. You don't need to. You can leave. You can be better. You can achieve that goal. You can fucking write that book. You can graduate college. You can be the first millionaire in your family. You can have a successful, healthy relationship. You can have that uncomfortable conversation. You can do whatever you want. You can challenge that negative thought. You can allow yourself to feel it. And then you can say, you know what? Why am I feeling this? You can allow yourself to be uncomfortable. You know what? Everything's uncomfortable in life. That's something that I think is one of the biggest lessons I've learned. It's uncomfortable being happy and not setting boundaries. It's uncomfortable not speaking up for your wants and needs. It's uncomfortable staying at a job you don't love, even though it's comfortable because you know it. right? You know what to expect, so you're comfortable there. But you're uncomfortable knowing that you're unhappy there, right? It's uncomfortable staying in that relationship that you're, it's comfortable. You know what to expect. You know the abuse. You know what they're going to do. You know they're going to cheat on you. You just, you know, and these are extreme cases, but like, even just like knowing you're unhappy with someone and that you're not compatible and like that it's just in the long run, like your goals just don't meet up. Like, you know, this doesn't work out and you choose to stay. Like, you know that this isn't working and you choose to continue being there. I'm losing my train of thought again. It's called an ADHD shit show for a fucking reason, people, okay? Like, I don't know what to tell you. You can decide you don't want this anymore. You can challenge yourself. Like, the uncomfortability is a choice. Like, it's going to be uncomfortable changing. It's going to be uncomfortable having that conversation with your partner. It's going to be uncomfortable deciding you want to go after that dream job and having to learn a new skill and be bad at it for a little while before you're good. It's going to be uncomfortable marketing yourself and putting yourself out there. It's going to be uncomfortable having conversations in a healthy relationship. Like, hey, you know what you said? I didn't, it hurt me and this is what it made me feel like. Can we talk about it? That's going to be uncomfortable. Ew. It's going to be uncomfortable. But it's also going to be uncomfortable sitting there and not talking about it and fighting with your partner and eventually growing apart because you decided it was harder to have a conversation than, you get what I'm saying. You choose your uncomfortability. And I think sometimes that's the harder thing to live with. The fact that you're choosing to be this uncomfortable, that you're choosing this unhappiness. For me personally, that's where I get so caught up, is like, I am choosing to believe these negative thoughts. I am choosing to let them take me over. I am choosing to push them away and not feel them. I'm choosing to stay where I'm unhappy because I'm choosing to not deal with the fact that I feel ashamed, that I feel guilty, that I feel unworthy. I want, when people see me, I want them to be like, oh, she's that fucking bitch. Like, she is confident. She is so sure of herself. And I feel like talking about these things, I'm like, oh, they won't see me in that light anymore. For a long time, I didn't want to get sober because I was like, no one's ever going to see me as someone that is sober. Everyone's going to be like, oh no, she did these things when she was using, when she was an addict. She did all these horrible things. Like, she's a nasty, scummy person. And you know, some people might still see me that way. They might see what I did to them. I tried to make amends to people that I truly felt that I hurt and that deserved it. But some people, I don't even remember things that I did to them. I did fucking a lot of Xanax, people. Like, I don't remember half the people I slept with. I don't remember half the things I did. Over half. I would say 80% of the things I don't remember for 2 years. I remember crying one day because I was trying, I think I told y'all this, I was trying to remember something that happened like a month ago. And I couldn't remember a day that happened. I couldn't remember what I ate the day before. Nothing. And see, I start getting in these stories and I'm like, why did I start this damn story? For so long, I didn't get sober. And for so long after being sober and working the steps and working the program, I was so ashamed of myself and I didn't want to be better. I didn't want to talk about my healing because I felt like no matter what I did in life, it wasn't going to be good enough for the things, to make up for the things that I did while I was not a good person. And I'm not perfect. No one is, but like, I am a good person now. And I know I am. I try really hard to be. And I work every day on that. And I'm going to fuck up and some people might still think I'm a bad person, but I know in my heart that I'm doing everything in my power to be good. And a lot of it is like, fuck what others think, right? But what's most important is like, what do I think? For so long, and still sometimes, I think that I'm not a good person. I still feel shame around who I am and or who I was. And that has stopped me from pursuing a lot of things in my life. And that makes me feel ashamed that I have kept myself from happiness, kept myself from reaching goals that I really want to achieve. I'm ashamed that I'm doing that to myself, that I'm still doing that. I'm going to admit that I'm still doing that to myself. And I'm trying really hard to work on that. That's where I'm at right now in my life. And I hope like this vulnerability, and I hope sharing this with you helps in some way. And I hope you can relate. And, I never say any of these things to make you feel bad for me or to be like, oh, I can't believe she went through that, or I can't believe, I don't look, I'm not looking for that. I want you to be like, wow, like someone else is dealing with what I'm dealing with, or like if she can deal with that, then maybe I can too. Like I just want to help people. That's all I want to do, because I felt like, I'm not saying I didn't have any help, but I felt like for so long that I didn't have any help, that I had no one. I felt so alone, especially in my addiction. I felt like I never had anyone be like, hey, I was thinking about that earlier. Like, I did some fucked up shit, and like, no one was like, are you okay? Like, why would you do that? That was fucked. Like, do you need help? Like, you need to get help. Like, I think you're in deep. Like, I think you need to get fucking help. I wish someone said that to me. I don't know if it would have made a difference, honestly, but like, no one did, and I want to help others. I'm glad I went through what I did, because now if someone comes to me, I'm like, oh fuck, like, let me listen. Let me be of service, even if it's just being there and holding space for you while you feel those things. Like, I want to be that for others, and that's why I made this podcast, because I was alone. And I don't want anyone to feel alone. So, what would be really helpful is if you like this podcast and if you share it with others so that they could get that help. Like, if you feel like I'm being helpful, like share it, please. Like, I want you, if you share it, then other people get help. Like, let's just all help each other be better. And I think that's what we're all, one of the reasons we're put on this earth. Yeah. So it's a little bit longer podcast than I normally do. And if you made it this far, you deserve a fist bump for fucking sure. Thank you for listening. And I am still very well aware that I say and like way too much. I would say I'm working on it, but I don't think I am. They're just like such good filler words when I'm trying to figure out what I'm saying. So also thank you for dealing with me saying that every 5 seconds. I hope y'all are all doing okay. I would love to hear from you. I get a lot of feedback on these podcasts, which actually really surprises me, or it did at first. It's like, oh, people are listening. People are relating to me. People are where I'm at. That feels good to know that I'm not alone too. Yeah, so tell me where you're at. Tell me what you're going through. I'd love to listen and just hold some space for you. Or don't. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna shut up. It's getting late. I'm getting delirious. Peace out.